Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, I am Moray Naftali, here with you once again to bring you nothing but the truth. From right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Kemper Lane. Praise the mighty Yah, this is a great pleasure, a privilege, and an honor to be able to stand before you all another evening to bring forth the truth, the word of Yahweh. And who is Yahweh? He is the creator. He created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that in them is. And this evening, I want you all to know that if you're indulging with me in this great sacrifice, this sacrifice is very great. For it's recorded in the book of Hosea, the 6th chapter, starting at the 6th verse, The Almighty says, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. And I desire the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. And so this is Yahweh's desire. We are for fulfilling his desire, and it's beautiful to do such a thing. So Yahweh, if you've been listening, as one of our beautiful teachers, Moray Ishah, pointed out, that Yahweh has made everything for himself. He put this whole world, this earth, the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that in them is, he put it here for his own purpose, his desire. This evening, tonight's program, we're going to be dealing with Yahweh's servant. And if you're Yahweh's servant, you should be very concerned about Yahweh's desire. And as a servant of the Almighty, I am well pleased that Yahweh has given me this opportunity this night. Hallelujah. In dealing with Yahweh's servant, let's go to the book of Malachi. Book of Malachi, the third chapter. Look what it says in the 16th verse. Then they that fear Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewels. And this is how the Almighty looks. This is how the Almighty consider his servants before him. He considered them to be his jewels, like a treasure box that you can open up, and you got your chains, your rings. Yahweh said, these are my jewels. And what do jewels do? They shine, they glisten, and they bring glory and beauty to whatever you take these jewels and use them for. If you put them on your hand, they definitely going to make your hand look better. You put them on your neck, they're going to make your neck look better. They're going to make your apparel look better. Jewels bring beauty and glory. And he says, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. And this is what Yahweh's servant to serve the Almighty. He's inspired to bring glory to the Almighty. And this is why Yahweh said, these are mine. These are my jewels. But Yahweh don't deal with fake jewelry. He don't deal with what you find in the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. And yes, you have a bunch of jewels in this world, and they're fake, not real, not pure and true, but they're fake. Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, look what it says in the 30th verse. Probate silver shall men call them, because Yahweh has rejected them. And that's what Yahweh do with the fake. That's what reprobate means. It's not real. It's looking like it's silver. It looks like it's gold. But the truth is, it's fake all the way through. And Yahweh don't deal with the fake. That's why the Almighty said to serve him, you must serve him in truth and sincerity. And not only in truth and sincerity, the Almighty told us in the book of Isaiah 58, serve the Almighty in truth and sincerity. And look what it says, 10 verse of Isaiah 58. If thou turn away thy foot from the Shabbat, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight. I want you to call this thing a delight because I want you to delight in it. I want you to rejoice in it. The holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. What you want to do your own way for when you can be doing exactly what Yahweh wants you to do? And when you're doing exactly what he wants you to do, this is how you become a servant of Yahweh. But too often, we just want to do our own way. Too often, we want to walk in the imagination of our own heart instead of letting Yahweh's counsel lead and guide you every single day. But no, when you're really not trying to serve the Almighty as Yahweh's servant is, has, and will, that's all he's concerned about. And when you're not trying to be that way, yes, you're going to have other agendas. But we have some beautiful scriptures to point out to you about Yahweh's servant tonight. And we're going to deal with Joshua. It's something peculiar about him. We're going to deal with Samuel. It's something peculiar about him. And actually all Yahweh's servants. But I'm going to use these specific testimonies. And yes, Yahweh's servants are testimonies in his earth. Their life was a testament. Their life was a testimony of how a servant moves in this world with a relationship with the Creator. We also going to look at Abraham, David, Moses, and the Levites. And it's only one specific thing I really want you to see with these servants. Yahweh wants you to serve him in truth and sincerity, and he wants you to serve him in joyfulness, to delight to do his will, to delight to do his way. If you're not serving Yah in joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, what are you doing? Look what it says. Let's go to Genesis. We'll deal with Abraham first. What I'm going to show you, and it's going to be a consistent thing throughout all the servants that I will point out tonight, that one must learn to appreciate. Yahweh loves his servants, and he didn't put his servants here for vain purposes. We know this. But you got to realize, truly, why do Yahweh put his servants in this earth? Why did he put a servant in your midst? Look what it says in Genesis, the 18th chapter, the 17th verse. And wait, excuse me. We're going to go to Genesis 18, second. It's only two scriptures with Abraham. Let's read Genesis 26, verse 5 first. You got to see this. It says in the 5th verse, "And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto your seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed." This is a great blessing, but it's a blessing that most people really, they hate it. The only way I'm going to get a blessing is if I go through somebody else. Why can't I get my blessing straight from the Almighty, where I don't have to deal with nobody? I don't want to go through nobody for no blessings. I don't want to go through nobody to have a relationship with the Almighty. This is why the Almighty said, you must walk humbly with Yah. If you want to walk with him, you got to walk with him through the spirit of humility. And yes, he's going to test your humility at every step you take. And if you want to have a relationship with him, then you're going to have to go through whoever he put in front of you. And if you hate that, then you hate the Almighty. But look what it says further. Because this is the reason Yahweh is giving this blessing to Abraham. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice. He kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. This is why I'm giving him this blessing. Now go with me to Genesis, the 18th chapter. Because it's going to give you more understanding now that you've read them couple verses. Genesis, the 18th chapter, look what it says in verse 17. Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the ways of Yah. I know this because this brother Abraham is inspired. And not only he's inspired by the spirit of the Almighty, see, when you're truly inspired by the spirit of Yah, you have a peculiar knack for inspiring people to serve the Almighty. This is why you must appreciate Yahweh's servant in this earth. Because when Yahweh take his servant out of this earth, then Yahweh take his inspiration, his spirit from this earth. And yes, Yahweh don't just rain down his spirit upon everybody. Because you have to be tested through your humility. Yes, you got to listen to this man that comes to your doors. But look what it says. Pay attention. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great nation, the 19th verse says, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yah to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. So here it is, and Abraham had a house full of people. The scripture said he had 318 trained servants in his midst, born in his house. Abraham had a lot of family, a lot of servants. And Yahweh is telling us that all these individuals in his house, they kept the way of Yah. They served the Almighty because Abraham served Yah. They kept Yahweh's charge because Abraham kept Yahweh's charge. They hearkened to Yahweh's voice because Abraham hearkened to Yahweh's voice. And so, what's my point in all of this? The people were blessed to be servants of the Almighty and to walk in the way of Yah because a servant of Yah, a true servant of Yah, was in their midst. They was blessed to be able to be born in this man's house. Let's go to the next one. Let's go to the book of Judges, the second chapter. Praise the mighty Yah. I won't tarry too long this evening. We usually give you all an hour and a half program, but we're going to cut the program short tonight and only do 1 hour because our beautiful brother, Micaiah, known as Yo Micah, and his beautiful wife, Elsie, moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, and they moved here to serve the Almighty. They moved here because of being inspired by the Almighty. And now that they're here, they have a beautiful house, and they're dedicating their house tonight. And so I want to make the dedication and be there for my brother during this great occasion. So praise the mighty Yah, hallelujah. But listen, in the book of Judges, the second chapter, look what it says. And I'm going to start reading the fifth verse. They called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there unto Yahweh. And when Joshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served Yahweh all the days of Joshua. Just like the people served Yahweh all the days of Abraham. They served Yahweh all the days of Joshua. And look what it says. And all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of Yah that he did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, he died, being 110 years old. And yes, do you think our people appreciated Joshua? Do you think our people appreciated the elders? A lot of times, the servants of the Almighty get no appreciation because their value, their importance in their life, they undervalue. They don't even understand how blessed they are for Yahweh to send a servant to be in their midst, to bring his spirit and inspiration in their midst. And Abraham, Yahweh said he's perfect. But the scriptures tell you that there's no perfect man that sinneth not. Do you think that these men didn't make mistakes? All these men made mistakes. All these men sinned. King David, he said, Yahweh, you know my foolishness. The sin. My sins is more than a hair on my own head. But one that appreciate these servants, they're not looking for their sins. They're not looking for their mistakes. They're looking for the light that's in them. They're looking for the right that's in them. And yes, there are some that seen David and his mistakes, and their heart scorned him. Their spirit hated him. And the truth is, Yahweh know they stood against this man. They stood against the blood of their own brother. There's times that Yahweh used David and made him sin. Made him sin. Look what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter. See, when you are in tune with the Almighty, you know who's Yahweh's servant. And even when they make a mistake, you know that, hey, he's in Yahweh's hands. Yahweh is going to deal with him. And he's still Yahweh's servant until I see Yahweh cut him off. He's still Yahweh's servant until I see Yahweh take his spirit away from him. But as long as David still got the spirit of Yahweh on him, I'm with him. No matter what mistakes he's making. If he got Yah's spirit still on him, then Yahweh is still with him, and so I'm still going to be with him. Yahweh said, Israel are hard-hearted people. They ready to stand against you real fast, real quick, even if you have Yahweh's spirit upon you. Look what it says in Isaiah, the 45th chapter. Verse 11, thus says Yah, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands. Command you me. I have made the earth, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. I've raised him up in righteousness, my servant. I will direct all his ways. And yes, a lot of times you think Yahweh's servant, when they doing good, Yahweh directing it. And then sometimes a Yahweh servant might do something evil. But Yahweh said, I've directed all his ways. Just like Yahweh used King David. Caused King David to sin. Put a spirit upon King David and made him sin. Just so he can test the people. And yes, Yahweh will do such a thing. To see where your heart really lies. To see how hard your heart is. Here it is, your brother making a mistake. But man, you don't remember that this same brother is a servant of the Almighty, and you've been around this brother and been serving Yahweh because of the inspiration that this brother bring in your midst? Yahweh said, yeah, if you walk in my ways, then we long-suffering, passionate, and gracious people. When you're walking in his ways. But look what it says in the book of Samuel. We're going to go to 1 Samuel, the 7th chapter. And King David knew, as popular as he was and as beloved and loved as much as he was loved, he knew that he still had haters, people that hated him. And why did they hate him? Who knows? They hated him for his position. They hated him for his blessings. The book of Judges. No, I said 1 Samuel, excuse me. 1 Samuel, the 7th chapter. Look what it says. The first verse, and the men, Kirjath, Yorim, came and brought up the ark of Yah and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eleazar, his son, to keep the ark. To keep the ark of Yah. And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath, Yorim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after Yah. Samuel spoke unto all the house of Israel, saying, if ye do return unto Yahweh with all your hearts, then put away the strange deities and Ashtaroth from among you. Excuse me. Mercy, Yah. And prepare your hearts unto Yahweh, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. And you know what happened? This inspired brother He turned the children of Israel around. And the children of Israel began, like it says in this fourth verse, then the children of Israel did put away these deities and served Yahweh only. And you know what? They served Yahweh all the days of Samuel. And Samuel, if you go to the end of this chapter, it says in the 15th verse, Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life, and he went from year to year in circuit. He did a circle, because that's what a year is, and he went in circle to Bethel and Gilgal, Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And he returned, and his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he also judged Israel. And there he built an altar unto Yahweh. And like I told you, all the great servants of the Almighty, they don't live their life without no altar. Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov made an altar everywhere they went. All the servants of Yahweh made sure they had a place where they can worship the Almighty, where they can make a sacrifice unto the Almighty. But yes, this man brought inspiration in their midst. Look what it says, 29th chapter. First Chronicles 29 reads, furthermore, David, the king, said unto all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone Elohim has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. For the palace is not for man, but for Yahweh Elohim. Now, I've prepared with all my might for the house of my Elohim, the gold for things to be made of gold, the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones, and diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. And moreover, because I've set my affection to the house of my Elohim, I have of my own proper good of gold, silver, which I have given to the house of my Elohim, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. And this is how true servants of the Almighty walk. They tend to go over and above when it comes to Yahweh, especially his house. But even in righteousness, they will go over and above. Because when they put their hand to something, they have the wisdom from Yah that, listen, if I'm going to put my hands to it, I must do it with all my might. I can't settle for less. A true servant of Yah don't settle for less. They're going to bring balance, and they're going to overachieve. They're going to go over and beyond just to bring balance, just to make sure, you know what? I'm going to make sure that when I leave here, they ain't going to be able to say nothing bad, because I done overachieved. Because if they say something bad about me, I'm actually bringing shame to my maker. I represent him. Look what it says. Even 3,000 talents of gold, gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses withal. The gold for things of gold, the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of the artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto Yah? Who's willing? And that's all Yahweh wanted working for him. This is how David wanted to work for the Almighty. Who's willing? And we're going to teach a presentation on this here real soon. Because all Yahweh's servants are willing hearted, with willing hands, a willing spirit, and a willing mind. And this willingness is not one who will settle for less. They're going to stand up. They're going to stand out because their desire is that I want to do this thing. I don't even have to make a call and ask, do you need me to do it? I'm at the door. Like, hey, I'm ready to go. What can I do? I need to do something. I want to do something. I'm not going to wait for you to ask me. I'm not going to wait for you to call me. Because that's not willingness. Willingness is when you draw your soul out, and you only drawing your soul out, obviously, because nobody called you, nobody asked you, you must want to do this. For whatever reason you want to do it for, it's your desire to step up and do it. And this is what Yahweh wants. That's why he said, man, Yahweh said, who shall go before me? I'm not going to just take it. Who shall go before me? And the prophet said, me, I will go. I'm not going to wait for you to point somebody out and say, hey, you do it. And Yahweh didn't do that. He wanted the one that was willing, that would choose himself for the Almighty. Willingness. Look what it says further. Then the chief of the fathers, princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly, because they had a true righteous servant in their midst that's inspired by the Almighty Spirit. He's inspired in so many ways of righteousness and love. This man, David, he did all these things through his inspiration. He's inspired by the Almighty. Yahweh has really touched this man. And now he's inspiring the people. And look what it says. These chiefs, now they offering willingly and gave for the service of the house of Elohim. Who's giving for the service of the house of Elohim? We're not calling nobody to give to the service of the house of Elohim. We don't pass collection plates around and ask people for money. We're not calling people and asking people to give to Yahweh's sanctuary for the service. No, those who willing. You don't have to ask them and call them to do jack. They doing it because they willing. They got a willing heart. They got a willing mind, a willing spirit. Willing hands. Willing hands, you see them come in your house. Like, hey, I see this is kind of dirty right here. Is it okay that I go ahead and clean it? Yeah, go ahead and do it. Because you asked me, can you do it? Now you might say, well, you need me to take this trash out? No, I don't need you to do it. It's over there sitting over full, trash falling over. And you're going to ask me, do I need you to do it? No, I don't. No willing hands, man, let's say, I'm going to go ahead and take this trash out. Just do it. But how the humility, yeah, I'm going to ask first. But I'm about to do it. That's what willingness is. Willing hands that's just going to work. And look what it says. And gave for the service of the house of Elohim of gold 5,000 talents, 10,000 drams of silver, 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. They get no, Yahweh didn't say give this much. They just making a willing sacrifice. And look what it says in a verse. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of Yah. By the hand of Yah, Yael, the Girgashite, the Gershonite. And then what happened? The people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart, they offered willingly to Yahweh. And David, the king, also rejoiced with great joy. And this is what you want in your midst. The true servants of Yahweh, they're willing. They're willing to serve the Almighty. They're willing to be righteous. They're willing to bring balance, because they desire to do this. They desire to be a part of something great, something righteous, something that's exemplary. And if I do something wrong, it's my willing heart that wants to make it right. I must make it right. I have to make it right. I must do some work. I have to do some work. That's my integrity. I'm not about to sit down and wait around till somebody called me. I'm not about to sit down and wait around till somebody pulled me by the hand. When you had people like King David, he had servants around him. They wanted to be around him. They wanted to follow him with no questions, because they wanted to serve. Look what it says further in the book of Exodus, the 30th chapter. And it gets honorable. Yahweh said, magnify the law and make it honorable. When you look at this word honor, it means to be heavy, to make weighty, which means it's not a light thing. It's heavy. You can't take this lightly. This is why Yahweh said, honor your father and mother. Don't take it lightly. It's heavy. Because Yahweh weighs everything in the balance. And when he weighed his judgment, he's measured it and said, this thing is not light. It's heavy. Now, some things Yahweh said, man, this thing is lighter than a drop in a bucket. It's lighter than a feather. That's how vain and nothing it is. It don't even weigh nothing in the balance. It means absolutely nothing. But then you got something, Yahweh said, look, this thing is heavy. And that's why Yahweh said, I got to magnify my law and make it honorable and show you that this is not a light thing. None of these words, none of these laws and commandments, none of these testimonies, none of this is light. And like I said, it gets heavy. In the book of Leviticus, the 30th chapter, the book of Exodus, the 30th chapter, let's start reading at the 30th verse. It says, thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. These are Yahweh's ministers. Yahweh said, I want you to anoint Aaron and his three sons. And these are going to minister in the priest's office. They're going to minister unto the Almighty. So how many individuals is he using to minister in his office? He's using four, the father and his three sons. Look what it says in Numbers, the 3rd chapter. I want you to pay attention to this, because it's relevant. Numbers 3, and we'll do a say in the 3rd verse. These are the the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And yes, do Yahweh still anoint today? Yes, he do. Do Yahweh still consecrate today? Yes, he do. Do we have ministers that he's consecrated, which means he's touched them in some kind of way? He's put his spirit on them so that they can minister for him in some kind of office, to be an officer of the Almighty, to have a position where you must lead and take charge and do your job in that position. Yes, Yahweh still does it to this day, because Yahweh still got servants that's carrying out his ministry. He still got servants that's bringing forth his message. He got servants doing all kind of things. And yes, all his servants are consecrated. But look what it says further. Pay attention. In the fifth verse, Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. Now you got the ministers of the Almighty, the head men in charge, which you have Aaron and his three sons. So you got four head men that's running everything. But then Yahweh said, bring Levi so they can minister unto them. So Yahweh is basically blessing Aaron and his sons to have a bunch of brothers, Levites, to keep their charge. And why? Because you can't, when you in Yahweh's ministry, you can't serve Yah, just do what you want to do. No, you got to take charge. You got to keep charge, rather. You have to listen to the orders given from the heads. Look what it says. They shall keep his charge and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation to do the service of the tabernacle. They shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation, the charge of the children of Israel, to do the service of the tabernacle. And when Yahweh brought these Levites to the priests, the high priest, do you think they didn't have a charge? Do you think they didn't have orders? Or these Levites came in and began to go in the tabernacle and touch things and do with things? Yeah, I think this should go here. And I think this. No, this ain't about what you think. You have to go. You have to move in order when you serve the Almighty. You have ones that's consecrated to minister before Yah. These are the ones with the vision of Yahweh's tabernacle. These are the ones with the vision of Yahweh's house. So you have to ask questions. You have to get orders. Look what it says. Thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given unto him out of the children of Israel. And why are we dealing with this scripture right now? It's because these are Yahweh's servants. This is the third tribe, Yahweh's servants. And this is how it looks to serve the Almighty. You serve Yahweh in order, truth, righteousness. And when you got order, you have your heads, and it goes down on different levels, all serving one body. But look what it says. The 10th verse says, thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. Now listen, look what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. See, when you don't move, and that's why the scripture says, purposes without counsel is disappointed. Counsel is the third pillar of wisdom. And how do I know this is the third pillar of wisdom? Because you must go to Yahweh's servant for counsel to do anything, especially in regards to Yahweh's house. Bless your heart, you might want to bless the house of Yah, but you have to bless Yahweh's house through order and righteousness, down to the very smallest thing. When people brought sacrifices to Yahweh's house, the ministers looked at that sacrifice. They weighed that sacrifice out and seen if it was a good sacrifice or no. You don't just bring it in there and think you're just going to drop it off and leave it. No, they're going to look at it and they're going to tell you this is unacceptable or it's acceptable. This is something that the house can use and need, or this is something that the house can't use and don't need. And some people feel like they can just walk in Yah's house and bring anything in there without going to Yahweh's consecrated leadership, Yahweh's consecrated servant that he's raised up to be the keeper of the house, the protector of the house, the one that's supposed to keep the house in order. Next thing you know, and if the priests allow people to just do what they want to do, next thing you know, you have no order. What is this? Where did this come from? Where did that come from? I don't know who put this there. Who put that there? What is going on here? No. This is not how you serve the Almighty. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, verse 1 says, "The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of Yahweh made by fire and his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brothers. Yahweh is their inheritance, as he hath said unto them. And this shall be the priests do from the people, from them they offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox, sheep, and they shall give unto the priest the shoulder and the two cheeks and the maw. The first fruit also of thy corn, thy wine, and thy oil, the first of the fleece of thy sheep shall thou give him. For Yahweh thy Elohim hath chosen him out of all the tribes to stand to minister in the name of Yahweh, him and his sons. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of all Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which Yahweh shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of Yah, his Elohim, because Yahweh has consecrated that whole tribe. So the spirit of a Levite, he might live in the land of Yehuda, but he might say, listen, I'm a Levite, and you know what? It's time for me to go to Jerusalem and serve at the sanctuary, to serve at the temple. And Yahweh said, if that's his heart and desire, when he comes, it says he shall minister in the name of Yah. You can't turn him away. And it says, as all his brethren, the Levites, do, which stand before Yahweh, they shall have the light portions to eat beside that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. And you think when this brother shows up that he's going to go in this house and temple and start trying to set things the way he think it should be and start touching things and moving things and, hey, man, this is, I think it'll be better to put this over. No. He's going to come in there and he's going to deal with the leaders. He's going to deal with the elders. He's going to go in there and try to get with the program. He's going to show up and he's going to ask questions and he's going to get orders and charges. And if he do have any ideas, which is good to have an idea, but you get counsel. Purposes without counsel is what? Disappointing. And so that's how you walk humbly with Yah. You always get counsel on everything. And you don't take it upon yourself and say, well, I got the right to do this and I have the right to... I'm a Levite. I got a right to come in here and touch this and that and the other. And there's been other people that came in Yah's house and thought the same thing. Just like one of the kings thought he can go in Yah's house. You weren't consecrated to do what they're doing. Your position, your job is totally different. He went in Yah's house and tried to burn incense and got his tail turned white. So, yes, we must appreciate Yahweh's servants because this is the doors, the gates that Yahweh put in this earth to bring forth his spirit, to bring forth his words. And a lot of times we don't like that because that gate might not look the way you want it to look. That door might not look the way you want it to look. It might even come with some squeaks, some loose screws. This door, the doorknob, a little janky. But it's still the door that Yahweh will bring his spirit to you. It's still the door that Yahweh will use to bring his word to you. Yes, it's a glory for Yahweh to conceal the thing. So yes, Yahweh will take one of the doors that don't look so pretty and get, and it come with a few flaws, because if you truly are true, you're going to see beyond the flaws, and you're going to see that light that's coming out the cracks of them doors, and you can see that light beaming. It's ready to, as soon as you open that door, it's coming out very bright. So praise the mighty God. Last scripture in the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter. It says in verse 24, and it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, saying, "This, take this book of the law, put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against Yah." And yes, you still going to have rebels, even when it's a servant. In the midst, you're going to have rebels. You're going to have scorners. But then you're still going to have a group of people that's serving the Almighty. And it's so important that Yahweh said, listen, if I can find 10, I'll spare the whole place. And so when you got servants in the midst, they had a power and potential to bring Yahweh to spare them, even if it's just for a moment, because ultimately the wicked gonna die. But if he can get spared just a little more time, maybe in that little bit of time, he can turn himself around. So a little more time is a blessing. But look what it says further. I know thy rebellion, thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against Yah, and how much more after my death. And we already know that my death, you're going to fool out. Because that's what happens when this earth, especially the children of Israel, don't have some strong inspiration. They're not going to serve the Almighty. They're not going to choose the things that please Yahweh. Every man is going to walk in the imagination of his own heart. And see, and that's the thing. When you begin to serve Yah, you can't do it with your own heart. Yahweh said, forsake your thoughts, forsake your ways. For my ways and my thoughts is way higher than yours. So don't come in my door with your ways and your thoughts. If your way is the way, then it has to be established. And if it's established, it's only because your way is consistent with Yah's. And if your thoughts is the thing to do, then it must be established. And how is it established? Through counsel. And so we must have order, because you can't serve Yahweh without order. And Yahweh's servants, they keep order. That's all. That's what they're supposed to do. Keep order and carry out the vision and the purposes and the desire of Yahweh. and everybody, the children of Israel, if you were serving the Yah, you should be trying to help the ones that Yahweh has raised up get the job done. What can I do today? Not what do you need me to do? No, what can I do? Because I must do something. I can't sit around and do nothing. And I'm not about to keep doing a bunch of vanity either. I want to work and serve the Almighty. So therefore, how can I help? Yahweh's put the sanctuary in your hands. Yahweh has given you the vision. Therefore, I just want to join hands and help. Willingly. You don't have to ask me at all. I'm going to be there. So I praise Yahweh for all Yahweh's servants. Yahweh's servants are taken for granted. And the truth is, to take Yah's servant for granted, that's to take Yahweh for granted. A Yahweh servant, like myself, I'm no one and nobody. But I am Yahweh's servant. And that's the only thing that makes me special. And to be Yahweh's servant, you must serve the Almighty willingly. You have to draw your soul out. I had teachers that came before me. And these teachers, like Moray Elisha, I called Moray Elisha and said, Moray, you don't live too far from the sanctuary. So every day, every Shabbat moving forward, I'm going to pick you up, bring you to class, and when class is over, I'll take you home. No more driving to the sanctuary on your own. I said, how's that sound to you? He said, that sounds excellent. I said, I'll be over 10 minutes. And from that point on, I drove him to class. My car was parked in the best spot because I parked in his spot right in front of class. I waited for him and took him home. Praise Yahweh for all his willing servants with willing minds and spirits, sending in your sacrifices and offerings, and those who even are here, coming and bringing forth your sacrifices and offerings, your willing hands and willing minds and spirits. This is what Yahweh shines upon. And so we got a lot of work to do, people. Yahweh don't have pleasure in your downfalls. He don't have pleasure in your mistakes. He don't have pleasure in the time that you've wasted. His pleasure is that you get inspired and turn and repent from your ways. Which repent just means turn. Do different tomorrow. That's all. That's all Yahweh wants. Praise the mighty Yah. Thanks for indulging. Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Yeah. Live free. Come on. Fourth tribe. Take a look at my soul. Nothing left but these holes. They tried to take me down, but Yah is in control. So now I ask you, you suddenly black too. The oppressor ain't fair when he attacked. You started wars because they tried to tax you. You should be asking who they was asking. Now what? Prices on our backs and the IRS wanted in on the back. Lincoln was never down for emancipation. Just good political relations to try to make a good case for the next election. Yet Jim Crow came right back in the field, certified with his government seal. Probably tried to stand up with deal. Sadly, he thought that Jesus was real. They gave us some fake news and education to keep us concealed.
Take a look at my soul. All I want to do is go. There's nothing left of me. I just want to say sorry. One is history, nothing left for you to know. All I want to be is be my Yahweh, live free. 400 centuries of this horrid slavery. But Yah, He is the King, and He will save me. So now I ask you, will you drop to your knees and beg Yah, please? Don't you know that Yah is coming? It's like tomorrow. I can't even tell you the time on your altar march. Georgia Hall, baby, Paul, baby, dog, don't cry. Paparazzi never cared about them tears. No way, just spend my Yah all day, resting Him just like the song say. I'm waiting for the day that He sit on the throne. Till then I'm stuck in my zone, staying focused on the day when He finally takes us home. Till then I'm prophesying to the dry bones. Till that day that I'm gone and Yah reveal what He has shown. That Yahweh is Elohim, is Him and none alone.
Take a look at my soul. All I wanna do is go. There's nothing left of me of this horrid slavery. For 100 centuries, nothing left for you to hold. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to